Hello there, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Wednesday, sorry. Happy Wednesday. Yeah, so we're going to get started with some questions if anybody has. Starting with Etty. Hi, good morning, Etty.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm really not feeling well today. Quite sick. I was wondering if you could possibly tell me if there's anything wrong energetically.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of viruses going around right now. Corona is one of them, and you could just test to see, do you have the corona, or are you connected to the corona? You are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I would disconnect yourself 10 times from the virus.
Okay.
And see if that helps.
Also, am I online? I think I am.
Yes.
I think I'm getting yeses and nos, but okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Okay. Sarah, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Amazing. How are you?
I'm good. I only have a few minutes. I'm literally hiding in a closet at work.
Okay. You're a closet case, huh? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Quick question. I listened to the class yesterday, and Sharona talked about the work that we did together. I just had a little bit of a different understanding of what happened in, and I have a, but like my question is a little different than what she understood.
Okay.
It was, my question was, I attested that I was going to get evil eye, and then I was not able to take it out.
Wait, hold on. Say it one more time. You said it too fast. I didn't hear it.
Oh, sorry. That I had an evil eye on me, like there was an eye and horror on me.
Okay.
And I literally felt it go on. I saw someone who was there, and I was like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something. So I was speaking to Sharona and asked, I'm like, can you test? Is this something you can take off? And it was very interesting because she went from it at a very different angle than what we do in our course here.
Mm-hmm.
She took it from, I was like, okay, just wipe off the evil eye because that's what we do, right? And she took it from, no, like there's, if you have an INR on you, that means there's something lacking in you that's open, like an opening that they can get into. So she's like, we have to go to the you part, where it's coming from, and clear, like, I guess take away that hole or close that hole. And that's why she went into a past life thing.
Hmm.
Because she was trying to find out where that opening was. And then once that opening is closed, then you don't have the ability to have an eye and horror on you.
Well, that's very interesting. I like that take on
it. Right.
And by the way, that is the truth with anything and everything that we do. We want to find out where is this coming from? Like, why did I get this on me? Sometimes it's not necessarily anything that's wrong with you. It could just be that somebody has evil intention and they throw it onto you. And it just waits for that opening to like kind of penetrate into your system. But yeah, that's so interesting. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Right? So I was like, oh, should we always be doing that? Should we be doing that more is my question. Or there's no need.
It's a great question. I don't know how to answer your question. I know when, you know, at least not for at the beginning, level one, we don't do that because it's just, it gets into so many layers of going in different directions. With
right.
The susceptibility and the susceptibility protocol is where that would really come up. And we cover that, I think, coming up in one of the classes. I'm not sure which one. So
yeah.
Hopefully that would come up for you and then.
Interesting. Because then I wonder, because I mean, then we went to this whole thing. We got into this. She had to ask for my forgiveness. I had to forgive her. And clearly it was meant to be. I'm just curious if that's
so crazy.
So, right?
It's very interesting.
It was very interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting. I mean, listen, we know the timing is everything, that Hashem aligns the stars so that certain events can happen in our lives and we can fix things. So maybe that's why it had to happen. You called her so you could rectify this issue.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, but
all
it was
right.
Okay. Like, it worked.
Okay. Baruch Hashem. All righty. Be blessed. Take care.
Baruch Hashem. Thank you.
All right.
Be well.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Okay, Gitzi. Hi.
Hi. I was just wondering, could you test, I did a rapid recode yesterday. Could you test if it worked?
A rapid recode for what?
For a closed heart.
For a what? A closed heart?
Yeah.
Okay, did it work for a closed heart? Oh, I think we spoke about this. How many?
Yeah.
How many were on them? It was just a closed heart? Okay, I thought there was a bunch of things I told you to put.
No, but a bunch of layers on it.
I see. Okay, so what was the number?
Over 9 million.
Okay, it's not layers; it's numbers. Did they all clear? They didn't all clear. Okay, but what happened?
I didn't hear you.
Excuse me.
What did you say? I didn't hear you. What did you say?
They did not all clear, but that's why you start with that number to see how many of them clear just with a rapid recode and how many of them you have left. You have more than a million. No, more than 100,000, more than 50,000, more than 10,000, more than 1,000. So a lot of them, you cleared most of them. You still have what to work on when you get to level two. Okay. But you did a good job.
I'm left with 1,000. I'm not.
Or less than 1,000. I didn't start counting up.
Less than 1,000. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. Did you feel a little more love?
I don't feel anything. I'm just like, I was trying to test when I'll start feeling. It came up to like 4 days, but I don't know if I can
still. And also, connect your heart to yourself. Sometimes we're disconnected. So we go, this is me and this is my heart. And connect my heart back to myself like that. So that might help also.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay, so let's see here. Anybody else have any questions or comments that they want to say? No?
Yes, it's Esther.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
I've been clearing a lot of triggers. I was wondering if you can test if they're all holding.
Triggers generally do hold. They don't necessarily come back unless there's something that is causing a new trigger. Once you clear a trigger, generally does not come back unless it's a complex trigger that's entangled with something else.
Okay. When you're in a triggered state and you want to clear it, do you have to then go back down from pre-birth through the timeline, or you can just do a general clearing through the timeline?
No, we always have to get to the original place of where this trigger came from. So that's why I always ask the question, is it before birth? Because if it's not before birth, then there's no point in starting. Is it inherited? Is it, you know, is it coming in through my mom, my dad? You know, is it conception? Is it pregnancy? You know, we can skip all that and just go, is it mm-hmm. before? Is it before birth? If the answer is no, then start, is it from birth to 10? If the answer is no, then skip it. It's from 10 to 20. Oh, it is? And start back. Okay, 10, 11. Oh, it's at 12. Clear 12, up and down 12. 13, 14, clear 14, up and down. Okay?
Okay. What happens if I've cleared triggers, let's say, from work, and a couple of days later I'm testing it and it's coming up again to clear? Is that new triggers or different layers that haven't been?
It's a different trigger. You can have multiple triggers with the exact same scenario going on that play out in different ways. Okay, one trigger could be the smell that you smelled when you were going to that event. The next thing could be a trigger of what you saw. The next trigger could be, you know, and it could play out in different ways. So what I generally will do when I clear a trigger is I'll go back and start again with zero just to make sure I didn't miss anything. Inevitably, there'll be one or two little things in there because I go pretty fast that I missed. And it depends on how you ask the question will depend on the trigger.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Shani, hi.
Hi, Chodesh Tov. Okay, it's sort of like a comment and a question. I've been trying to like just reframe.
I'm sorry. I think I muted you by accident, sweetie. I apologize.
One second. Oh, okay. I'm asking this question and making this comment from a place of that understanding like what we mean when we say energy, because I would say it's correct to say that for most of my life, I've sort of been challenged by feeling, you know, like not feeling, you know, very energetic. And here, you know, now I am doing this energy work. So first of all, and you know, there've been a number of calls I've been on where I told you that I had these reactions, and then you said my lines aren't up. So I've been checking now more frequently throughout the day, are my lines up? And typically, if my lines aren't up, it correlates with like that when I'm starting to feel tired.
Yeah.
Now I could right now the thing is I could let's say do something like eat something, drink something, take a walk, and then let's say test myself and my lines will probably come up. Or that will help. Like is energy necessarily always about like, you know, raising your lines? Like, you know, when you say that, you know, and that or I might, or conversely, I might be feeling that way and try to raise my lines up, but they'll fall back down because what I really need to do is, let's say, eat or drink or take a walk. Like, yeah. So, like, how do these two things, like, interface? Or, like, let's say it may be, let's say yesterday you were saying, like, at 5 o'clock you start to get tired. So your lines are probably going down then. So why can't you just, like, raise your lines up and keep going? Like, we have this, what is, like, I'm so used to thinking about physical energy. Like, I don't have enough physical energy. But mm-hmm. how does physical energy interface with, like, this energy that we're talking about, that we're working with?
Fair enough. Okay, so you asked a lot of questions in a short period of time. So let me try to answer them the best that I can. So with even the practitioners, okay, some of the people tell me that when I wash my hands, suddenly I lose my 2-finger rub. That doesn't happen to me. Why does it happen to them? One practitioner said that when she touches the book, the plastic throws her offline. Why? One practitioner says that when she eats certain foods, she gets thrown offline. She can't eat certain foods. So if you look at it from that perspective, what's going on here, there's some kind of a trigger allergy, could be a trigger connected to food. When we get to the allergy clearing protocol in level 2, it's the same thing where we want to identify the issue that you have an allergy to. We clear it through energy work if it's an energy allergy. Allergies can be a physical allergy where there's actual physical reaction. It is either way, but it's a physical cause, right? Like you might be missing some way to convert this food so that way it creates an allergy. Like a gluten intolerance isn't necessarily an energy issue. It could be, but mostly it's not. It's mostly a physical problem. But sometimes, I would say at least 50% of the time, that when a person has an actual allergy, say to mold or to bread or to milk or to apples or any of these things, it's an energetic reaction that the body's having to that food for different reasons, which we go into in the allergy class. It's the same thing, though, that if you're having a reaction to something that you're doing in your life, you're with somebody, something says, you talk to somebody, you touch your phone. Some people, they can't touch their phone during the session because it throws them offline. Okay, it could be they're very sensitive to EMFs, could be their lines are twisted. So if your lines keep falling, we have to identify what's causing them to fall. It could be, like, we had one period a couple weeks ago where everyone's having issues in the course for different reasons, and there was just some weird energy that was trying to attach onto us. And just kept pulling everybody's lines down. I don't normally have that issue. My lines don't fall in the middle of a session randomly. I don't keep losing my protection. But this is what was going on. So we have to keep in mind that just be on the lookout for patterns within your own body, within your own system, within your own energy lines. And just make sure that you're always checking them. So like with the lady Malka that was having issues with touching the book, touching the plastic pages in the book, she turned out to have an allergy to plastic. So we disconnected her. We did the allergy clearing protocol on her plastic reaction, and it solved her problem. Does that answer your question?
Yes, somewhat. I to a certain point, I guess, like, what does it mean when we say, like, okay, if a person has is physical energy, like a person feels like they all of a sudden, you know, they wake up in the morning and they're like, I have no koach. I have no energy. Is that like the energy lines, or is it like that we talk about, or is it physical energy? Are they the one that I'm the same? Are they intertwined?
Okay. So to answer that question, there's different things that are going on. When you're sleeping, there's something called your battery that gets recharged. Okay. And we go into this in the sleep protocol. And I think it's two. It's a 3-page protocol for sleep with about 60 different reasons why people don't sleep. And one of them is that your battery is just not getting recharged for different reasons. There's a disconnect between when you sleep and the charge. As you wake up and your battery is dead. Okay. That is a physical problem because you're not charging your body. The charge is not happening. That's a physical problem. Okay. That can be fixed with energy work, though, believe it or not. It's because there's an energy disconnect, but it manifests as a physical reality. Then you have the energy lines, which are the energy system that brings energy into your system. which your lines could be down. So it depends. It really depends. You could be having an allergy reaction. Like you walk into a room, you just feel suddenly really tired. There could be some really weird energy in that room that's draining your energy. Somebody could be what we call an energy vampire, where they suck onto your energy and they're sucking you dry. It has nothing to do with you. It's got to do with stuff that's projected onto you.
So, okay. So like, let's say if I'm going through my day and then all of a sudden I feel tired, I can, let's say I test my lines are down. I could go to the cause of issue and say, okay, why are they down? Like,
yeah, and you can
to try to see if I can identify.
Correct. You say, is it a physical cause? Is it physical or is it physical or energetic? Which will give you a clue which way to go.
Oh, okay. If it comes up physical, then I'm not going to go to the cause of issues then.
Generally not. It could just be that either you have some kind of an allergy, you know, something. You could think certain, like you could be a certain person. You just feel drained when you're done with that person, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I get up at 5. Uh-huh. So from 5, if I work from 5 or from 6 to 5 o'clock, it's reasonable to think that my body is exhausted from just, my brain is exhausted from just like nonstop. I usually don't take a break all day long. Just nonstop.
But that's
exhausted.
But at that point, that's more like a physical thing. Your battery needs to be charged.
Exactly. But I don't think even if I recharge my battery, it would be healthy for me to keep pushing myself beyond that. Follow me? You need a break.
Yeah.
You're supposed to like.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Thank you.
Welcome. Okay. So going to Zoom user. Is that Leah? And then owner after that.
Yeah. Hi. A few quick questions.
Sure.
One is that, first of all, the COVID that you tested me that day, you have no clue what you did with me. I suddenly had energy that evening. I told my husband, I don't want to go to bed. I don't want to lose this energy that Rachel just gave me back that day. That was one thing. And I was like scared to lose it. I'm a little bit more behind than the class, even if I'm catching up. And I did notice this, what Shani was saying about fatigue, I call it, like by nature, I do feel more tired because I get so many people's energies, I believe. So I'm just every day when I'm feeling that tiredness, I just try to clear it. And I'm wondering, even if I haven't got my finger up right, could you test to see if I'm actually, when I'm just doing it, I'm like, I'm getting rid of this tiredness. I don't want to be tired now. Do you find that helped me? I did it yesterday, and I'm wondering if you picked up on that.
Yeah, you did a great job. See, that's another thing. That could also drain your energy, that you have some virus that's just draining your energy. That's what I call it, like almost like it's not a person, but it's a virus, or it could be a disturbance
right.
or something that's just draining your energy system, for sure.
But even so, that means that even because I'm always the one that feels tired first, like I will need to nap every day, and I know it's not a physical thing. I think it's an emotional thing. So I'm not being specific. I'm just like, please, Hashem, just clear this tiredness. I don't want to feel that way. And I'm wondering if that clearing has enough of a powerful effect for me to rise above the fatigue.
It's possible. It's hard to know sometimes to answer a general question like that. But how are you feeling now? Are you feeling good?
I think I'm feeling good.
I feel good. Okay, amazing. So thank you, Hashem.
Okay.
Thank you, Hashem, because don't take it for granted. Okay?
Yeah.
And listen.
I don't.
I used to be a person that had severe fatigue all the time. I had fibromyalgia. Constantly sick. And Baruch Hashem, you know, I don't have.
I'm not saying sick. It's more my tiredness, but I'm starting to take advantage of this fact that maybe I could just keep clearing it. And hopefully rise above it, because I'm actually also telling my brain, you are okay, you are not tired, you are not going to allow anybody's energies to get there to spoil this for me. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. The second thing is, you were talking about people with bad energy. Now, I received the mood chip necklace that I'm going to be wearing. Can I also buy one for my husband, because he's also skeptical? Like, because I didn't know if it was energized with something specific.
You're saying, can he wear your mood chip?
No, I want my own,
okay,
but I would buy him one.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then one more thing I noticed between the downloaded cause of issue and the one that I received in my book are totally different. The one that I downloaded appears more up to date. Does that make sense? It has many more columns and choices. So I'm wondering which one I should follow.
Hang on. The one that you got in your book, this latest book, should have the latest up to date energy.
It looks like a very short, the COI.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't get this, funnily enough, in my book.
You didn't get this in your book?
I got the old version. No, I got the old version.
How'd you get the old version? What does it say on the
top? I don't know because I...
Hold on. It says
H1. I don't have it.
What's the date on that, on the cause of issues?
Oh, I don't have it right now in front of me. It was misspelled. It says like cause of sort of something chart. I'm not home now, so I didn't see it. But
I, see.
Well, I can tell you, I just know it's a shorter version.
Yeah, but you have the latest version, so I don't understand. They're all around 60. Yeah. They all have 60 on them. I don't know. Show me. Just.
I have to check. I'm going to have to go check it. I'm not home now, but I'm planning to check it because I could see that the one that I downloaded has much more detail than the one that I received in my book. I'm going to check it again. It's not a problem. I can send you a WhatsApp about it.
There were slight changes that were made over the last few months with that latest version of the book. It shouldn't be that big of a difference. There are just a couple of things that we switched and we added page numbers to things. But that wasn't such
funny.
It's hard for me to work you got to show what you're talking about, okay?
Okay, fine. Okay. Thank you.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm going to... Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Hi.
Welcome. How are you, Leah?
Good. Baruch Hashem. Hi. Okay, so I wanted to ask you like this. So let's say I was working on a child that had, let's say, headaches or something. So I'm going to just tell you the order of events that I did and tell me if I should change it or differently. First, I did like open the energy lines and the star chart. Is that where we would start on when we're working with somebody or no?
So the thing is that we don't really go into working on other people in this class. It's so beginning for most people that it just throws them up. And that we go more into like level two, how to do this stuff. So I can't spend time on giving you direction on that.
So let's say if it's fine. So let's say if it's for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you see if I worked on anything? Can you test that?
Yeah, for sure.
What do you?
But the things, do you have how to work on yourself? The client, the personal session protocol is in the handout.
Okay.
Just follow that. Okay. The personal session protocol is, it should be in the handout that tells you step by step by step what to do once you've worked on your energy lines. Now, what you want to do, you want to come up with a list of things you want to work on, and then
from there you start. So I did that. So just let's see. I got you. Okay, so over there, I'll see what the order is. I just was like, at what point do you do on the cause of issues?
If it doesn't clear generally, if it doesn't clear generally, so let's say like a person has anger, okay? So you would clear the anger that you got, okay, for instance. If it's not clearing, then you go to the cause of issues chart to see, is there something deeper? Is there something entangled with? Maybe the person's gone through a lot of trauma. They'd have to do trauma release in order to get rid of the anger. It could be sometimes a person's system has merged with somebody else's system that's very angry. And you could sit and clear them and clear them and clear them all day long. But because they're merged with somebody else's stuff, that's not even their stuff. It's almost like filtering onto them. It's also called other people's stuff.
And at what point do you do the by age thing? So let's say you want to work on, let's say you said like your 10 things. So you work on clearing that.
Triggers. The triggers is by age. At the point triggers and stressors are by age. Everything else is just by layers or numbers.
I got you. So triggers are specifically by age.
Yes.
Got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sometimes we have to clear things by age, but generally we do it by layers or numbers. And the difference is, people go, what's the difference? And the difference is that you start, like when I'm counting, say how many, how much rage does let's say how much rage do you have? You know, is it more than say 100, more than 1,000, 10, is it more than 1,000,000? When I start getting these huge numbers, I'm just going to want to do it by layers, not by numbers, because otherwise you're going to go, one, two, be here all day going to a million.
So now, one second, one more question. So let's say you're clearing, let's say you have to figure out, let's say, why, right? So you went to the cause of issues and you came up with 10 issues. Can you clear them all at one time at the end, or are those issues you also have to figure out the layers of the numbers?
I'm sorry, one more time. I think I spaced on your question.
Okay, sorry. Let's say you are clearing, let's say, anger, and then you need to get deeper. So you go into the cause of issues.
Correct.
And you come up with number 3, number 10, number 21, number 35, the different cause of issues. Can you clear them all at one time, or as each thing comes up, do you lay them also? How many layers are on number 3? How many layers are on number 10?
Yeah, I don't do it like that. What I would do is, so let's say like, okay, I generally clear the anger, but something's not clearing. So I go, okay, so what does it need? It needs bitterness. Actually, it's coming up. It's entangled with bitterness. So I would just generally clear the bitterness that's entangled with the anger, for to untangle it, and just clear it like that. And if that doesn't count clear, then I start counting how many more I have left. Because you want to know that why. Maybe you have to wait and put it in your book. Is everyone clear how to use a day timer and mark your stuff? Because I really just want to, you know, make sure that everybody understands. It's very important to watch all the videos, because each lesson, you know, is not redundant. It's there to teach very specific things that we really need to know to have the basics down on level one. Because once you get into the other layer, other levels, it's just the same exact process that's repeated over and over again. So if you really don't get level one, yeah, it's okay, people. A lot of times repeat it a couple times. It's a lot of, it's sort of, you know, this quantum space that people just can't seem to like wrap their brain around. I know the feeling of not getting something. And then when you get it, you get it. But until you get it, it's just like this vague thing. You just can't quite even feel comfortable like going there. So many times people take level one over and over again until finally like, okay, now I get it. And that's fine. But I do recommend you watch the videos a couple times, because each video, unless you got it straight out the door, you watch it and you think maybe you understand it. But then by the questions that people are asking, I'm thinking they're not really getting the video for a different reason. Either they didn't watch it or they didn't understand it, which is why we have clarification. But the point of this Zoom is not to explain from scratch how to do things. It's to clarify questions that people have based on the videos. Okay, so I know the first week is like a lot of hours, and it's very important to realize those are basic fundamentals. It's important not to skip those classes. Okay, and then we did manifestation, which was we're going to do next week because we skipped it, and we are up to triggers. So I'd really encourage everyone to take this week to get caught up and watch all the videos, because we're going to start moving full steam ahead starting next week. We're going to do forgiveness and manifestation starting next Monday. Okay? Alrighty. So did I answer your question? Okay, Shauna, go ahead.
I'm good. Okay. You can move to the next.
Okay, amazing. Okay, does anybody else have any questions? Etty, go ahead.
Hi, so I disconnected 10 times from COVID, but I'm still not feeling so great. Is it maybe that it'll take a while, or is there something else wrong?
No, now you got, okay, so the thing is that now you got to figure out, did COVID disconnect you somewhere? Yes, it disconnected you. You can ask why you got the virus. Someone's asking that question. Everybody gets viruses for different reasons, okay? So you got to search through the book to figure out what did it disconnect. Did it disconnect your brain? Did it connect? It's some kind of a system. So look through all the body systems in the book. She's got the book. And see what systems got shut down, because that will happen to you. It's notorious for going in and shutting down systems.
Could it be multiple systems?
Yes, it can.
So if I find out like what systems it is, then what do I do? Like, what's the next step?
Bring up the lines of those systems. So if, say, a digestive system, go through all the body parts, or all the pieces of the digestive system, make sure the lines are all up, and then bring up the word digestive system. Make sure the whole system is up. Because the problem with corona is, and what we spoke about this, is that it can break apart anything. And the reason why people have lung issues is because it breaks apart the hemoglobin molecule, so the oxygen can't hold it. And so we have to repair it. We bring up the lines of the hemoglobin and then connecting it to the red blood cells. And like that system, that it's a whole system that doesn't work. It's just awful what happens. And that's why no matter how much oxygen you give a person, even on a ventilator, they can't hold the oxygen. So we just fix it and then they're fine. But you have to know what you're doing in order to do that. Otherwise, it won't work. Okay, so it's not just disconnecting. It's repairing the damage that the corona did to you.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sarah, hi.
Hi. Quick question. Mm-hmm. I don't. Maybe this is like for level two. I'm not so sure. So let me know if it's not appropriate. But I keep testing my family, and I keep getting into like the DNA, RNA, and that it's white blood cell.
So then fix it.
Like, what does that mean? And I don't really know how to.
It's really level two class, sorry. But yeah, you just basically go back and figure out where it's coming from, which lineage is coming from, clear the DNA on the picture that you have the DNA, just swipe it clear of anything that's coming in, and go to the white blood cells and just bring up the lines and check the parts and pieces of the red blood cells and just, it's the same, like I'm saying, it's the same exact protocol for everything we do in this, is that parts that we have parts and pieces down to the teeniest, tiniest, little tiny molecule. If the molecule itself is not working, you have to bring up the lines of that molecule and then how that manifests, you know, as you build the whole system back. I mean, we're starting macro with our energy lines going around our system, but everything up to the teeniest tiny little DNA molecule has energy lines. And that's why things get broken and don't work right, because those energy lines get either turned off or broken or fragmented, or different things start happening with the code.
Okay, thank you. I'll try that.
So I just want to give everybody a big bracha. Today is my Hebrew birthday, and it's the sixth day of Hanukkah. It's also Rosh Chodesh, so a lot of beautiful light is coming into the world. And I just want to give everybody a bracha that they should all find this course super easy, that it should come to them with ease, with lots of healing coming through very quickly, that everything you need you should get without a lot of struggle, that everybody should stay online, that you should have peace with your family, that all of your children and your husband, if we have any men, your wives on the course, anybody and everybody that, you know, comes in contact with you, you should be a light to them, that you should be able to heal them with ease, with asking Hashem for the bracha to be put onto you, that any shalom bayis issues that you have should just simply be moved on without personalizing any of these issues that we have with people, and that we should have peace amongst all of Klal Yisrael, and that all these wars that are going on in all of the world, including Israel, should quickly be extinguished like a little flame, and that Hashem should bring Mashiach quickly so his name can finally be revealed to the world, and that we can all be taken out of this galus that we've been in for so many thousands of years, and that next year, please God, I am planning to spend my birthday living in Israel. That's my manifestation, my goal, my dream, and I would like to manifest that today. Okay, so everybody have a beautiful Hanukkah, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Okay, amen.
Rachel, just one quick question, just because I want to prep for next week's class. You want us to have already watched the manifestation videos before next week.
Yes.
Class, the way, is correct?
Right.
The best That's way, what I wanted to
the
know.
The best way for this class to run, for you to maximize it so you don't have to repeat, is that you watch the week before. Like we're going to be on week, we're really on week three next week. This week we don't really count because we're just kind of whatever. But next week, theoretically, we would be on week three, which is triggers. But we reversed the order because of Hanukkah, so that way everybody could have an opportunity to practice their triggers with their family, since we're all with our family, okay? But so
brilliant.
So just make sure, though, that you are up through, coming to class Monday, through manifestation, okay?
And triggers would have been covered already that makes more sense.
We've already covered triggers, but again, it's so much to talk about with triggers, I don't mind. And we're going to be doing forgiveness.
Triggers is a big one.
It is. And so many people were telling me they had like all these issues coming up with their family. My family's coming in town. What do I do? I'm like, let's just, you know, reverse the order. So it's great to know. So basically up to date, you know, what everyone should really know is how to use your day timer. Okay. How to mark your work, how to check numbers, layers, how to do triggers, how to clear all kinds of different types of triggers, how to bring up your lines, how to connect and disconnect. Those are the basic things that we've learned so far. And next week, we're going to go into manifestation, which is really how to manifest what you want in your life, including this program. Okay. And the reason why we usually make it number two in the class is because some people struggle with this course. So we want to manifest the course for them as easily as possible. And then we're also going to cover forgiveness. We didn't really get to forgiveness yet, but we're going to do that also next week. Okay? So tomorrow's Thursday, one more day of just, you know, general questions and answers of anybody that has stuff up to where we are. And that's it. Okay?
Are these classes on the website?
When you say classes.
One, two, three, four. the videos? Are they on the website or only on the WhatsApp?
Everything is on website. All classes are posted on the website. So,
not on the WhatsApp. That's I'm just making
WhatsApp
sure.
WhatsApp is only the Zoom classes that we have.
The Zoom class.
And they're not. It's just an audio recording for people that want to listen. It's not. And sometimes I think Chaim says he also posts them on the website. I'm not sure, but yeah. So that's the only thing that is posted. Is on the class WhatsApp is the classroom today, but all the classes are on the website, and so you should watch them and come prepared. And I do like people to watch at least twice because there's so much information that we give over, and sometimes you don't get it all.
That's exactly what I found. I rewatched it since we've had the Zoom classes, right. Made some more notes, mm-hmm. and it's much more powerful than the first time. First time I got the concept, the second time it's more about the physical practice and making sure that I have all the pointers.
Correct.
Yes, well, thank you.
Yeah, to really benefit the most from these Zoom classes, you really want to come like really prepared, understanding, okay, what am I doing today? I'm ready to work. And then you work while I'm talking or people asking questions, clarifying questions, and really utilize this time. Because what people do, they just show up. Like, I'm just listening. I'm like, it's not a listening. It's not a talk show. Okay? This is a place to come to really work, to work through your stuff, to ask questions, clarify. This is your time. Maximize it. Because it's about two hours per week of your time. You could do a lot in 2 hours. Honestly, if all you do is just energy work during these 2 hours, that's all you need to do for the rest of the week in terms of your own personal work for yourself. Because I say maximum 2 hours.
Are you suggesting, you're suggesting to actually do your own energy work while we're listening to the class?
Yes, I am. Yeah. If you want to, but I, because what ends up happening, otherwise you're sitting here just listening. You could be clearing your stuff while you're talking. If you have an issue, ask a question while it comes up. Mm-hmm. And also be sure to disconnect everybody when you're finished with the class from the Zoom. Some people tend to absorb, they connect to everybody. So if that's you, you know, just to make a note to disconnect when you're finished with the Zoom class. Okay, everybody, be blessed. Have a great one. Happy Hanukkah. Bye.